Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's Performance Base Layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, Mike with BeastNet here, and on this month's Beast Report, we've got Kim with us as always, and Heather Rook. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Great. Yes, well, Heather just wanted to introduce Heather Rook, and she's one of our Beast Ambassadors for 2019, and just so personable, does a great job. I mean, everyone loves talking to her and she brings people in, and, you know, just has a great time with the races, and so we just wanted to check in with her, talk with her, get to know her a little bit more. So, Heather, I thought I'd go ahead and just, and ask the questions we did for the Beast Report and then go from there. And anything else you want to add in, feel free.
All right.
So the first one is, what was your first obstacle course race and what made you decide to try it?
So my first obstacle course race was terrain race in 2017, and that was a blast. It was rough because it was my first like physical activity since I don't know high school, and that was 2006 that I graduated, so it's been a while. I may be physically fit-ish, I'm not exactly a runner. It was fun, but it was challenging, and I wanted to do them because Alex and a few friends of ours decided to start doing the Spartan races the year before, and we're like, you know, let's get out there, let's do this. This looks like fun. I mean, I like playing on a playground, and that's essentially what this is a big kids' playground. So I decided to go out and have fun with it.
Oh, I love it. That is the best thing. It really is. It's like being a kid again, and it's allowed to play in the mud. You know, I mean, can't be that.
Yeah. No, I like it dirty, so might as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how has OCR helped you overcome challenges?
So I have hip dysplasia in both hips, and I also have dysplasia in my shoulders. So starting out races was incredibly difficult for me because, like I said, I hadn't worked out since high school. And so in doing that, my hips kind of died. And when I first did the races, it hurt bad. My hips would pull out of place and they weren't strong and it was really hard. But after doing the Spartan race in Washougal, the terrain race, Dirty Dash, Warrior Dash, and Rugged Maniac all in 1 year, I realized by the time it came around to the October Warrior Dash that I wasn't in pain anymore. And I didn't, it's something that I didn't kind of register until that point. But then I realized, it hasn't hurt. And it's because I was working out and it was moving and I'm building up the muscle around the hips and it kept everything in place and they weren't pulling out anymore. And it was really cool to kind of experience that. And then my second year of doing all of this, I haven't felt pain and it has been incredible to feel it. And I've been feeling this pain since I was born. I've had, you know, the issues, but it didn't get too terrible until I got older and I stopped doing my swimming. And so then my hips started to lose the muscle around them and it made it to where my hips would pull out of place just walking down the street. And now, time my hip pulled out of place technically was this past week, but that's because I did something wrong with it in Taekwondo. And so I don't know. It's been a while since I've had issues. The last time they hurt super bad was at San Jose last year. For the San Jose Super Sprint weekend. And that one was rough. I was barely moving after that one. And it was my first race of the season and it was getting back into the movement and that sort of thing. And I cried. But this year, I did not only did the super faster, but then I did the sprint the next day. So drastic turnaround.
And that is a steep, steep course too. Wow.
Yes, yeah, it is.
To the test. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing, though, that you can do this and have this, you know, all your life. And just the exercise and building up that muscle removes the pain. I mean, that is just so cool. Boy.
Yeah.
Well, what do you love most about the OCR community?
Oh, community is incredible. there is support in every aspect, regardless of whether you know the venue or not. You can go anywhere in the world and find somebody that you know from Spartan Race or something along those lines that is they're willing to help you out. And it can be your first race or your millionth race. It doesn't matter. There's always somebody there that's going to go, hey, you want to run with me? Or I need help from this. Can you help me out? Or anything like that. And we're always willing to help. And that's part of the reason why I kind of immersed myself into the OCR world is because I'm a very social person. And going to these races and seeing some of the people that struggle either with physical issues or mental issues, like fear of heights and stuff like that, going through these races and they need assistance or they need just that little bit of a push to get themselves out there and doing it. And I like being that person there for them. So I know that I had people there for me when I started, and not everybody has that. So
yeah,
that's something
that
I truly enjoy.
Oh, I love it. Oh, well, who inspires you?
Actually, Casey McAllister is one person that inspires me.
Yes.
Purely because I have hip issues and sitting there crying about my hip issues. And I'm like, you know what? Suck it up, buttercup. Like, look at the amazing stuff that Casey can do. And I've talked to Casey on multiple occasions. We actually live right near each other. So we talk and we've hung out at races and stuff like that. And it's been awesome. And he's definitely a motivator and somebody to get you out there on the course, regardless of what your physical limitations are. And at one of the races, I was a volunteer, and I think it was the first time I ever met him, but I was a volunteer at the Super in Seattle 2 years ago, and it was muddy and gross like it always is. And Casey came through to do the rope climb, and I was alone at the rope climb. And he just climbed right back down, and I shook his hand and was like, you are truly an inspiration. It's nice to meet you, all this. He's like, just get out here and have fun. Like, so it's definitely inspiring. Wow. So every race, I make sure to find him and give him a hug and say hi and that sort of thing.
He's amazing. Just amazing. And so, so nice. Such a nice guy. Oh,
yeah, he is.
What is your favorite OCR memory?
That's a good question. There's been a lot of OCRs. I did. I got a 3X, or excuse me, a 2X last year with the intent of getting a single trifecta. In Taekwondo, we do forms. So we're, you know, a set of Taekwondo moves that are all compiled into one. We have to do them in order to test over to the next belt, things like that. So I went and did Tahoe on a whim. We were like, we got to Tahoe and Alex and our buddies wanted to go and run it. And I was there to watch Gabe, our son, and I wanted to be there for them for emotional support and drive them home when they're all sore and stuff. And while we were there, I was like, you know what? Nah. I'm going to race it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. You know, so I raced on Sunday. Alex took Gabe and ended up getting him a second trifecta that day. So he ran three races that day.
Wow.
But I got to the end of Tahoe, and at the top of the last hill of Tahoe, I did my forms on the top of the hill with Tahoe in the background.
Oh,
and somebody recorded it for me and I posted it online. And not only like I had a terrible round kick, terrible, terrible round kick, but my legs were exhausted and I was so done. But I got up there and I was like, you know what, if I could still do my forms, I at least still have the mental ability to keep going. And so when I posted it, not only did I complete my form on the top of the mountain, I completed the the course, and then my instructor goes, wow, that is a killer back stance. That is the one stance that everybody gets wrong. So I nailed my back stance dying. And, no, it was awesome. So it was very empowering to know that I can still do these things and be able to complete the courses. So, yeah, all on a whim.
Absolutely. And especially after that second hill, holy cow.
Those hills were terrible. They were terrible. And then I, like, got a runner's high for the first time ever coming down that hill. I just kind of unleashed and went. And I've never experienced that before. I was like, oh, is this what normal people get when they run? I don't know. I don't get this. So it was fun.
Oh, that is so neat. Oh, well, let's see. Tell us something about yourself that few people know, whether OCR related or not.
I don't know. I'm super open about like everything. So,
I love
like,
it.
It's rare that you'll find something that you don't know about me. No, no, we're not going on that tangent this time. No, no cakes this time. yep. So I mentioned a few times I do Taekwondo. I am currently a green belt. We just tested a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. And I became a green belt. I'm on the path to at least get a first degree black belt, but my goal is to reach at least third degree black belt, which will take me a while. right now, I am, I'm currently 9 months into my first year, and I'm doing a special camp called Level It Up in 2 weeks, which means that instead of waiting a full testing cycle, I get to do 1 week of my instructor killing me, and I get to go up a belt rank at the end. So that'll be purple.
Oh, wow.
And then,
the condensed version,
It's we typically wait between 8 and 10 weeks between testing cycles, and so we're cramming all of that into 1 week, and it's going to be rough. I know that they like to kill us, and it's awesome. But I am training to be an instructor as well. So, it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of fun, and we'll see what happens, but I'm going to try not to die after that.
Right. Oh my goodness. That'll be intense, but so worth it. Oh my gosh. And then you also are, you have a storefront, working on opening a storefront bakery.
Well, it kind of fell by the wayside. There was some, the place that I wanted, somebody else got there before I did. So we kind of put it on hold for now, and we'll see what happens in the future. But as of right now, I like summertime is hard to be able to open something once the summer starts. And I am dedicating a lot of my time towards OCRs this year and Taekwondo. So like, I'm also going to World Championship for Taekwondo as well this year. It's the 50th anniversary, and I'm not missing it.
Where's that going to be held?
Arkansas, which I'm not looking forward to.
Arkansas
in July. It's going to be hot. It's going to be muggy, and it's going to be terrible. I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, so I know the weather well enough. It's going to be bad.
Wow. Oh, how exciting, though. That will be a lot of fun. This is going to be a really awesome year. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is. I love everything that I do with all of the physical activity. I know that Taekwondo has also helped with my hips and keeping the activity level up, even when it's off season for me for the races. So I strive for a 5X this year, but had to miss out because I broke my foot in Hawaii just before the Seattle Super this year. So I'm going to have to miss out on my 4X or 5X. I'm looking at a 4X now, so we'll see what happens with that.
But it's a
goal. If it doesn't get achieved, then that's all right. But I like to achieve my goals.
Yep. Right, exactly. What's your next Spartan race?
This weekend, I'm going to Monterey and going to go and race that one. It's a new venue for me, so I'm excited.
Oh, I did that last year, and it's a cool venue. It's really pretty. It's a lot of fun. Oh, that'll be nice.
Wow. As long as they're not too many hills, I think I'll survive.
Yeah, there's a little bit, but it's not terrible. It's not terrible, so. Fun. And Tahoe, you're going to do Tahoe again? this year?
Absolutely. Tahoe's kind of my stomping grounds. I was born in Sacramento. And so every year we'd go camping and hiking and stuff like that out at Tahoe and hang out in Reno and things like that. So that's definitely what I'm not missing. I'm also doing Sacramento for one of my races because then I get to just stay with my grandfather and hang out with him a little bit and bring Gabe out to see him too. And so it's like a family event and then I get to go and race. So it's fun.
Yes, that's perfect. And that's so fun that your son is doing these too. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
I bet he just loves it.
Yeah.
Oh,
he does. He got, and so he started doing the races, the same year that I did. And he started out with the little kids terrain race, the mini monkey race. And my very first year of Spartan, I also got to build the course up in Washougal for the kids course. So I got to build my son's first race, which was really cool. And, he's had a blast ever since. And when he got asked, do you want to get another trifecta today at Tahoe last year? He's like, yeah. We're like, you know, that means you have to run three of your races in one day. And he's like, yeah. So he's gung-ho for it. And I'm super proud of how well he does. And you can see in the pictures from Tahoe, the Spartan pictures from Tahoe, on that second day, his first race, he's like, got this big old smile on his face. The second race, he's like, all right, I'm doing it. The third race, you can see the exhaustion on his face.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. Oh, but he did it.
Yep. And he does taekwondo as well, and he got me into it. So,
wow. Yep. And he's how old? He's just a little guy.
He just turned six. Yep, he just turned six on the 23rd of May.
My gosh.
He's awesome. I couldn't have asked for a better kid. He's super well behaved, and when we're either at tournaments or races, he is on point, always respectful, and always aware of what's going on around him. So I'm pretty proud of him.
He's so cute. Whenever I've seen him, he's just smiling and just so happy. I just love it. He's a cutie. Oh, well, let's see. So what are your goals for 2019 for the rest of the year? Sure. You know, you can have some trifectas and taekwondo.
Yep. 2018, I am going to hopefully get my 4X. So 2019, I'm dialing it back a little bit only because I want to focus more on my taekwondo in order to get my black belt. So 2019 for me looks like I'm going for a 2X. If I get more than that, according to whatever race, I'm like, you know what? Let's go to that one. Then that's what I'll do. But as of right now, I'm looking for a 2X. My biggest problem is finding supers on the West Coast that I can just drive to, because I typically drive wherever I go. The exception is when I want to do Dallas and go to my ultra. I'm not driving to that.
That's a little bit of far.
The furthest I have gone so far is down to the San Jose race, and then Monterey, I think, is a little bit further than that, technically. They're about the same distance, same time frame. So, that's about as far as I'll drive to. Anything past that, I'm like, let's do plane tickets instead. Basically, I want to do as many that I can drive to and financially afford to go to. This year, I got a season pass. Next year, I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
Well, it is nice being on the West Coast because there's so many in California we could get to, give us a lot of options, which is great. Dallas, you're going to do the ultra this year. That is so cool. Is this going to be your first ultra?
We went last year. Alex did the ultra and I did the beast. So as he came into the transition area, I got into the corral. And that way we were both able to run together for his second lap. And that made it a lot more motivating for him to get through it. And we got to finish the race together. So this would be my first ultra. And it's going to be hard. And I understand that. And we'll see if I make it through. I'm mostly worried about my hips to see if I could do it. And last year they had the hurricane go through. And so that mud was terrible. But drastic issues with that mud, then I think I'll be fine.
That was really the thing.
Like the next day,
Exactly. And getting onto the airplane the next day, thanks to the mud, because I can tell where my pain is coming from. I got to the point where I sat down in the seat waiting for our plane to board, and I could not stand up after that. Like, my muscles locked up. And I was like, no, I will get on this plane if it's the last thing I do. But, yeah, as long as that doesn't happen, I should be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That was the weirdest race. It was like, after a while, you got to like, oh, this is the slippery kind of mud. Oh, this is the sticky clay type of mud. Oh, look at that.
Right, you have one foot stick and one foot in slick. And it just, it was terrible.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, but definitely an experience. Well, this would be awesome, yes, to get that ultra in, and hopefully this year a little less mud.
Yep, so I'm hoping for. Let's not have a hurricane go through.
Exactly. Oh my goodness sakes. Wow. Well, neat. Well, you know, I think offhand, we've gone through all of the standard questions. So if you want to add anything else, you know, I mean, I love about your Taekwondo, you know, anything else you want to add about you and your family and anything else you have going on this year, different races too, and, you know, it'd be fun to hear.
Well, I don't know, like, stay active. So yes, medically speaking, like, I'm focused on medical and how that affects people, because I know that the mental struggles for me aren't there. I know that I have fun with these, and like, I have no fear of heights. I typically help people down. Like I said, there's always, you know, somebody that's around to help out. Well, at a few races, I have met people at the top of like A-frame that are terrified of heights. And the thing that got me through the Warrior Dash when I got hypothermia is Alex sat there and goes, okay, if you get through this race, then I'll make you a steak dinner. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, I love
it. Can it have shrimp with it? And he's like, yeah. And I go, okay, what are we going to have for a side? And we're like, okay, maybe some asparagus. Okay, perfect. And then can we have mashed potatoes too? Yeah, okay, so we can have mashed potatoes. So we started talking about food, and it made the experience go by faster. And I got out of that mental state where I was like struggling to breathe because of the pain and all this. And so when I got at the top of A-frame at multiple races now, I've been like, so after this, what are you doing for food? And I had one person that was like, why are you talking about this? I go, trust me, what are you doing for food? And she's like, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe salmon. I go, oh, how are you going to cook it? Like, so I started asking her how she's going to cook it, what kind of food, you know, what the side is, that sort of stuff. And by the end of the conversation, she was on the bottom. She's like, how did you do that?
Like, you totally distracted me.
Right? I totally distracted. She goes, that's some sort of voodoo magic. I'm like, yes, yes, it was. You're welcome. So it's things like that.
That's perfect.
I don't know. I see this, the struggles that people have. When in doubt, talk about food.
I love it.
It was great. I love food. I don't look like it, but I love food. And when it comes to distractions, I love to talk about food all the time. So that's my go-to typically. It helped somebody else. So if you're on the course and you're like, all right, we need to get through this struggle, start talking to somebody about food and you'll get through it. No problem.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Beyond that, like, my biggest struggle is the physical aspect of it. And I know that I have crazy monkey grip strength from piping. I'm not talking about cakes. I'm not going to go off on that tangent, but piping has helped out with my my grip strength. And so I have crazy monkey grip strength, but no upper body strength. I'm 100 pounds, so it doesn't take much to lift me, but sustaining that is really rough. I've been working on my upper body in order to counteract that. But with my legs and stuff, I have been, you know, doing the Taekwondo, which is a lot of middle stances, and that's essentially standing there in a wide squat for about 5-10 minutes at a time. So my legs are fine for it, but the upper body is a little weaker than I would prefer. So getting through the physical is going to be my struggle this year.
Oh, like you just hang out at the monkey bars and then be a kid doing that too then.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Well, Mike, do you have any questions?
No, I mean, yeah, I've just kind of been sitting here listening and kind of, yeah. That's the fun part about these episodes is I really, honestly, most of them I put on mute and just kind of listen and enjoy it. So, no, I really don't have any. I mean, we've talked about it in the past. I mean, I can't think of any other things.
Right. Well, it's fun to hear what you're going to do this year and what's coming up and just your enthusiasm and excitement and just willing to help everyone. I just love that about you, you know. And so now I know if I meet you, though, and you're stuck somewhere like at a dunk wall. I don't like dunk walls. I don't know. I'll talk to you with him. So.
Right.
Yeah. We'll discuss those steaks.
Yep. Talk about steak and lobster and food. And I made steak for dinner tonight. I've tried tips.
I can see the smoke from the smoker. We're going to have salmon, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, this has been a lot of fun. And, gosh, I guess, unless you have anything else to add, I think we've got a pretty much a good one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, gosh, it's been so fun talking with you. So we will see you out on the courses and you know, the Taekwondo, keep us updated on that. That is really exciting.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, we have districts next weekend and we'll see if I earn a district title. So.
Oh, wow. That's cool. You'll get it.
Yeah. I'm hoping so.
You got it. No problem.
Yeah. Oh, all righty. Well, you guys, it's been fun and have a great rest of the week and we'll see you guys soon then.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.